like our pass rush, be like the guys that we have in the back end of the game plan we have in this week.
With the guys we have, I like the matchup we have with whoever's on our schedule.
Every game is about playing 60-minute football.
Packers playing their only home game in November. It's a big one today, as they all are. Hello and welcome to Packers Today. I'm Ted Stefaniak. He's Larry McCarron. And Larry, I'll tell you what, you hate to avoid talking about these injuries that the Packers are going through right now, but the offensive line recently affected. But you know what? The depth and the planning the Packers have done over the years seem to be paying off right now.
Well, absolutely. The latest injury, J.C. Treader hurts his knee. And so they got to go into the depth department. And what do they have? They have a proven starter who's played well in the National Football League in Corey Linsley. It's unfortunate J.C. Treader gets hurt. He's been playing well, but you couldn't ask for a better situation than the Packers have at Sun.
Yeah, but this is nothing new for the Packers in terms of dealing with injuries. Of course, we won't know the official injury report until about 90 minutes before kickoff later today. But, you know, guys like Clay Matthews, Randall Cobb, Ty Montgomery, we didn't see them last week. Signs that they may be on the mend, though, this week.
Yeah, certainly, as you mentioned, Ted, steps in the right direction. But I think overall you'd still have to rate the Green Bay Packers as a banged-up football team, and it's a situation they continue to work through.
Got to work through it, especially against great quarterbacks. We saw one last week, and Matt Ryan this week. It's Andrew Luck. He's still one of the best in the biz.
Yeah, the phrase that I heard a lot in the locker room this past week, he can make all the throws, and he can make them with accuracy. And he's got some folks around him and so forth. A big-time quarterback, as you mentioned once again. And it's not like the Packers haven't faced big-time quarterbacks before. They've been doing it all season.
Yeah, what else can we look forward to in this game against Indy?
Ideal time for the scouting report brought to you by CarMax. And here are five things you need to know about the Indianapolis Colts.
They've stacked the line against Andrew. Takes the snap. Here they come with a lot of pressure. Andrew's going to be sacked this time.
Andrew Luck is lucky to be alive. He's been sacked 31 times, the most of any quarterback in the National Football League.
That's an area that they haven't been that good at so far this season, but it doesn't matter what you've done up to this point. It matters what happens on Sunday.
Luck's receivers are small but fast. Leading case in point, T.Y. Hilton, who's just 5'9", a buck 80, but he can blister a 40 in 4.36.
He's going to throw one deep and center for T.Y. Hilton. He's got a touchdown!
Definitely got some guys who can take the top off the defense. So you just got to be conscious of that. You got to play your technique and just get through the down.
Indy has been fighting a losing battle when it comes to pass defense. 31st in yardage given up and an opponent's quarterback rating of 103+.
You definitely see some openings in their zone. You see guys running away from man coverage. There's plays out there to be made, but it's still a professional game. Like, we're going up against pros, and you never can take anything for granted.
Former Packer Eric Walden has gone from a sometime starter in Green Bay to a primetime player for the Colts.
Back to throw. Puffy, he's hit.
Of their 14 sacks, he has 6. The Colts are blessed with 3 graybeards who merit total respect. Frank Gore is 33 years old, but still averages better than 4 a carry.
They give us to Frank Gore. Frank inside the 5, score!
Robert Mathis is in his 14th season, but he still finds his way to the quarterback.
He is going to be hit and sacked by Robert Mathis!
And Adam Vinatieri, who's 18 for 18 with 5 field goals from 50 or more at the age of 43.
It's awesome seeing what he's doing right now. It's special, and no one deserves it more than him. I know he puts a lot of work into it, and he was seemingly at the top of his game.
Ted, I thought a very perceptive comment was the way Randall Cobb finished his statement when he said, can't take anything for granted. And there's a great example of that. I think people assume a lot. The Colts are just 3-5, Lambeau Field and all that stuff. You go back to the 2011 season. The Packers were 13-0, went to Kansas City to play a 5-8 Chief team and got beat. And so you cannot take anyone or any team for granted in the National Football League. Everybody can be good on a given Sunday.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Andrew Luck, he hasn't had much luck, as you pointed out. 31 sacks he's taken already this season. When you look at the game film, and nobody looks at more game film than you, I'm pretty sure about that.
I think Mike McCarthy and his
maybe
staff
Mike McCarthy. He might want to hire you for that. But you know what? 31 sacks.
I've asked. He won't.
He won't. 31 sacks. Does that fall on the Colts offensive line, or is Luck just hanging on to the ball too long?
Well, it's a combination. The Colts passing game, there's a lot of vertical to it, and that takes time getting people deep, and they have the kind of receivers that can get deep. However, I think a ton of it goes on their offensive line, and you can talk about youth on it. They start a couple of rookies and injuries and so forth, but still, when you look at the sacks and who's giving them up, it's a lot of veteran problems there. The offensive line just has not played well, and hopefully opportunity is knocking for the Green Bay Packers pass rush.
Now, the Colts defense, they've been giving up about 400 yards per game, but we're going to see a familiar face in that linebacking core, Eric Walden, former Packer, now a Colt.
Yeah, and he's done well in Indianapolis, and Eric is one of those guys that's kind of bad medicine in a good way. He's a tough hombre, and he kind of sets the tone for the Indianapolis Colts defense. He's got that tough guy attitude to him, and he plays like it.
I want to talk about one more graybeard that you mentioned, Adam Vinatieri. 21st season in the NFL, has he found the fountain of youth?
Well, apparently, Ted, think about this. You know, some of the Packers' young fellows, rookies, they were in diapers when Vinatieri came into the National Football League. They were, the guy's amazing. And another fellow, just like Gore, just like Robert Mathis, that everybody in the league says, hats off to you, we respect you and what you've done.
Coming up, challenges brought on by injuries? Absolutely. But those challenges have also revealed a few pleasant surprises.
Touchdown, Geronimo Allison!
It's not just in the wide receivers room. Good things are developing in the backfield as well. When we return, Larry highlights the recent play of fullback Aaron Ripkowski in this week's Chalk Talk. We'll be right back.
Embrace the guys you got and feel confident with them and just kind of let it loose. It was a tough contested catch for Trevor.
Is he in? Yes! It is a touchdown!
Geronimo made a great second reaction play.
Yes! The end zone touchdown!
And Jeff ran a nice strong route and did some good things for us.
He's got a touchdown!
I was proud of those guys because they stepped up and had opportunities and made those plays.
One of the things the Packers really take pride in is developing those young players, and those three guys that Aaron was just talking about coming along very nicely.
Ted, something else that's developing is Aaron Rodgers' trust in those young players and going to them in the red zone, in the end zone. And a couple of times, it's after the play is kind of broken down. It's kind of the second effort, Aaron Rodgers bouncing around and trusting that those guys will find a spot that he can reach with the football, that says trust.
It's not only those young receivers that are really making some strides. How about the fullback, the young guy in the backfield, Aaron Ripkowski?
You know, Ted, he's looking good with the ball in his hands, and we're talking about a guy in high school that was a defensive end, a linebacker, an offensive guard, and he looks pretty good with the ball in his hands. But you know what I really like about Aaron? I love his last name, Ripkowski. Everything about it says rough and tough. And so does his play, as we shall see in this week's Chalk Talk, brought to you by Sandwich Bros.
Ripkowski's been stopping blitzers in their tracks, knocking full-grown defensive ends you-know-what over tea kettle, and, of course, lead blocking.
My run blocking has really improved a lot since last year, and I'd say, reads on pass, blitz pickups and that as well. That's something that I just got used to, and now I'm finally learning that as well.
In the meantime, we've been learning Ripkowski is also pretty good with the ball in his hands in a rough and tough kind of way.
Rip up the middle, breaks the tackle, 40, fighting his way, first down, and then some. A battering ram of a run by Aaron Ripkowski.
If you want to get him down, you better bring company, and lots of them.
He did a really nice job running the football, broke some tackles, finished moving forward, played with really good pad level. Those are a lot of positives that we can build on.
They also have contributed to Pro Football Focus ranking Ripkowski number 4 among all fullbacks in just his first season as the Packers fullback.
Aaron Ripkowski just won over the Lambeau Field faithful with a pile-driving run.
I don't listen to the outside world. I try to keep it in the air as much as possible.
Still pretty cool, isn't it?
It's nice, but I'm not going to read into it too much.
And Ted, hats off to Aaron Ripkowski. Number 4 in the National Football League, first season as a starter. The young man is playing well.
Good to get that national recognition. He is playing well for the Packers. You know, some moves this week, we're going to see maybe Don Jackson get a bigger role in the offense. But, you know, one thing that kind of caught my attention from Mike McCarthy this week, he talked about having Don Jackson slow down. And that, I don't know if that's clicking in my head to tell a running back to slow down.
Yeah, running backs, hey, go as fast as you can. And that's what Mike is referring to. It's not always about going as fast as you can. Sometimes as a running back, you got to let the thing develop. There's a certain ebb and flow to it, a pace to it. You got to let the blocking pattern, combination happen, and then you hit it. And I think that's what Mike's referring to, a little patience and not everything all at once.
Still to come on Packers Today.
Under pressure from Backbrook. He's had sacked.
From college walk-on to NFL third rounder. I caught up with outside linebacker Kyler Fackrell about his start to his rookie campaign. As we head to break, a look at the statistical breakdown between the Colts and the Packers. We'll be right back. Welcome back. You're watching Packers Today, presented by Verizon. Well, as we mentioned, you know, the Packers take a lot of pride in developing young players. And, you know, third-round draft pick Kyler Fackrell certainly falls into that category. He's already got a couple of sacks this season, and he's learning quickly from the best. You play behind a lot of really good players, all-pro type of guys. What have you learned in this first half of the season from guys like Clay and Julius?
Yeah, they've taught me a lot. And just even in just watching them and the way they work, you know, the way that they study and kind of the mentality that they take with studying the tackles and stuff. And then obviously I've been able to talk with them a little bit and get little things here and there.
Most of your playing time has come on special teams this season so far, but a lot of guys, they don't like to play special teams. How do you look at this opportunity on special teams right now?
I've really enjoyed it, and I've kind of embraced it. And, you know, I agree in college, I did not like it. And obviously earlier on in your career, you play it more and you kind of play less as you get more experienced. But I really have enjoyed playing special teams.
Stafford under pressure from Fackrell. He's had sacked.
At Utah State, I believe you average about 4 sacks per season. You've already got 2 early in your career with the Green Bay Packers. First 2 sacks. What was that first one like for you to get that first NFL sack?
It was awesome. I was really excited, obviously, and it was fun just to kind of celebrate with the teammates. I mean, it was a great game.
At Utah State, a walk-on to begin with. So everything that you've had to earn, just like when you were walking on at Utah State. So nothing's come easy for you. How did that help you get ready for the NFL?
I think just kind of coming in as a rookie, it's a similar thing. Even just coming in as a freshman, whether you're walking on or not, it's just kind of a learning process. Everybody else has experience. They kind of know what's going on. And so you're kind of just trying to look up to those leaders.
Long training camp. Now you're midway through your first NFL season. What have you learned about yourself through this whole process?
I've learned, it's a long process. They told us that the first year is kind of hard because you go straight from a season into training, combine, all that stuff. So it's a long year. But I think I've learned I've been trying to learn how to take care of myself and what I need to be able to prepare for each week.
Coming off a tough loss to Atlanta last week, you got Andrew Luck, Frank Gore, those guys coming up this weekend. What do you got to do to get up the win?
They're a really good team. They have weapons at receiver. Frank Gore is a really good downhill runner. So we're just going to look to play explosive and obviously affect the passer.
Ted, good interview with a good young player. And the thing I really look forward to with Kyler and Jason Spriggs is a year in the Packers weight program. Both those guys can carry so much weight without losing an ounce of athleticism. Want to also talk to you about another rookie the Packers have, because he was the author of my favorite play in the Falcon game. Matt Ryan throws a little swing pass to Teron Ward. Ward catches it at the 10. Kentrell Bryce is like 6, 7, 8 yards deep in the end zone, and they're both heading to the pylon. Only one's going to win. Now, here is a full-grown NFL running back coming with a head of steam to the goal line, and Kentrell Bryce smacks him, stops him dead cold in his tracks at the 1. Never seen anything like that. I talked to Kentrell about that this week.
In my head, I was trying to gauge what was going to happen in a split second. Is he going to try to shake me because we had a lot of room? And I believe that the last option was, I was thinking he was going to try to run me over. So when he tried to run me over, I was like, well, it's just time to bring it. We're going to see what happens.
Ted, I get the sense Kentrell is one of those players with a certain locker room musk. He may not be the biggest guy on the roster, but nobody's going to mess with Kentrell Bryce.
Especially after a hit like that.
Yeah.
When we come back, we've talked about the Colts' struggles up front, but where's the key matchup that'll allow the Packers to get home against Andrew Luck? Larry talks Packers pass rush when we return. As we head to break, here's a look at the standings. Things are starting to tighten up in the NFC North. We'll be right back.
He may not be able to go up and get the ball at the highest point like Julio, but he's still, just as dangerous just because of the speed that can get over top. And it's not just him. All the receivers can do that. They have really fast receivers. So, they stretch the field really well. It's just going to be a tough task to glue to those guys and run with them.
Well, last week it was Julio Jones. Today it's going to be T.Y. Hilton. Some different styles when it comes to these receivers.
No, you got one big guy, one little super fast guy, and I think it would behoove the Green Bay Packers to be very physical with not only Hilton, but the rest of the Colt receiving core. Very fast, and the best way to deal with speed, stop it before it starts. Get some hands and jam them at the line of scrimmage.
Of course, we're going to be listening to you a little bit later today on
Thank
the Packers
you, Ted,
Radio
you're
Network.
Keeping Wayne and myself employed. We appreciate that.
Looking forward to the call. What's going to be the one big matchup you're looking forward to while you're up in the booth today?
Colts have a left tackle named Anthony Costanzo, former first-round draft choice. Not playing like it. I think there's a lot of opportunities to be had for pass rush and so forth for the Green Bay Packers outside linebackers. They kind of rotate him. Won't be the same guy going against Costanzo all the time. But who's ever across from him should win his share of the battles.
All right, looking forward to a big Packers win today. That's going to do it for us. For Larry McCarron, I'm Ted Stefaniak. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next week on Packers Today.
Dumps it over the middle. Yes! Throws it over the middle. Leaping attempt is made. It's deflected. Blake Martinez on the interception. Looking to throw. Hit and sack. Big Mike Daniels.